Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Jordan Gonsalves, and I'm a journalist. Join me on my new podcast, But We Loved, coming May 15th, where queer elders recount the amazing history they've lived through.
In the middle of Wall Street, they stopped traffic. They were doing a die-in.
And in the process, share little gems of wisdom for the next generation.
The key is to understanding yourself, learning to love and embrace yourself.
You can listen to But We Loved May 15th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this very special episode of... All right, I'm going to need your eye color, date of birth, zeit, and weight. Because, yes, that was an appropriate punctuation.
Boom.
Nailed it. That I don't know what that was. That was somebody saying they needed your information from your driver's license.
Hey, full support. We all need it sometimes.
I mean, I think I nailed that. I'm joined by Daniel, DJ Daniel Goodman.
What's up, Jack? Thanks for having me.
Hey, good to see you, buddy.
Oh, it's good to be here.
And super producer Anna Hosnier.
Hey.
Wow.
Loving it right now.
I do appreciate you putting in the energy to look up from your phone. What are you looking for?
I'm looking at your goddamn Twitter.
Why?
Because you said something that I thought was interesting that I was going to bring up, but you know what?
This isn't the regular episode. We're not asking you for tweets at the end.
No promo for Jack. His Twitter sucks.
You
don't look at it.
You weren't looking at my Twitter.
I really was.
At Jack O'Brien.
You thought I said something interesting?
Not anymore.
See, this is how successful Anna's nagging is.
You did the broomstick
she
challenge.
She never says anything nice about me. She says anything remotely that I said something interesting on Twitter, I'm like, what? Wait. Stop the podcast.
Oh, what?
Anyways, let's tell the people what's trending, shall we?
Let's do it.
Zaya is trending.
Yes.
That is Dwayne Wade's child who mm-hmm. is transitioning. Mm-hmm. And Dwayne Wade is just being a great father. Gabrielle Union is being a great mother. And yeah, it's just role model for
bless
how to
both.
Be an ally.
Yes.
And, you know, bless this child's decision.
It's so beautiful. I love all of this.
Same. It's wonderful.
And, you know, I'm sure they're going to take a bunch of shit from conservatives now. And
oh, of course.
So, you know, that's...
That sucks, but let's keep the message how beautiful it is and be thankful that this is the trend moving forward, that people are so, you know, want to move forward with their kids and not be, you know, afraid of something that they potentially... aren't going through or don't get.
I want to, you know, people to keep in mind that there will be some shit that you need to maybe fight back against, some hatred.
That's true.
Trans people face some of the worst discrimination in
our country still, and
not to
this
mention
day.
People of color, trans,
yeah,
woke. It's even worse for them.
And this is a child, and they're going to be treated like they're not a child.
Which is garbage.
Yeah, which is garbage. So keep her in your thoughts, and also look at, like Daniel said, this is a great, great role model.
We will keep celebrating Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union throughout this process.
For sure. And not just because of that fun Gatorade commercial they have together. Woo! They're competitive.
They really
have
are.
Have you seen them? Wes Anderson is trending. Woo! The trailer for his new movie, The French Dispatch, is coming tomorrow, you guys. This cast. So I think the thing that has been revealed is the poster.
Yes.
And so we have, let's just talk about the cast here. Tilda Swinton, yes. Frances McDormand,
boom.
Bill Murray.
Boom.
Jeffrey Wright.
Boom.
Adrian Brody.
Wow.
Benicio
wow.
del Toro.
Oh my goodness.
Is this everyone else who's been in all his other movies?
Owen Wilson. Leia Seydoux. I don't know how you pronounce
Seydoux,
her name.
I believe.
Seydoux?
Yeah.
Like the Wave Runner.
Like the Wave Runner.
Timothée Chalamet.
Chalamet.
Who in the poster is pictured in a bathtub nude with
yes.
a hair wrap on.
Yes.
So just in case you weren't already excited enough. And
he'll be naked.
But then when you look at the names that aren't like highlighted, they're just
yeah.
the alsos.
Yeah.
You got your Elizabeth Moss, your Edward Norton, your Liev Schreiber, your Willem Dafoe.
Willem's Dafoe.
Your Willem's Dafoe. And
Saoirse Ronan.
Yeah, Saoirse Ronan.
Saoirse Ronan. Jason Schwartzman, Henry Winkler.
Saoirse Ronan
hello.
Is
Angelica Houston,
the fact
hello.
That like the woman who gets nominated for an Oscar once a year is like in the fine print is pretty wild.
Well, keyword woman.
Ayo.
That's a joke.
Oh, you think that? Yeah. Okay.
I can't wait for Benicio del Toro to be like, don't tell anyone.
Don't tell anybody.
He's done so much great work, but I'll never forget that.
I don't think anybody will ever forget that. My favorite moment of that is still imagining Ben Stiller watching that happen as the director and being like, perfect.
Well, I bet it went more like, should we ask for another take? And him being like, no, I really don't want to say anything to Benicio. He's really scary.
Yeah.
Because he's Ben Stiller.
He just coughed in my face.
He has scary energy on this poster of Benicio del Toro. He's like a painter with paint all over his shirt and he just looks like I feel maybe it's just me projecting that scene onto him, but
he's glaring.
Yeah, he is glaring.
But haven't you seen a painter?
Poster.
They're always covered in paint.
Yeah, so mean.
That's what artists are.
Yeah, I mean, he's a sloppy painter, and those are the scariest kind. This
love
is
it.
A particularly dumb show. But
wow, okay.
Hey now.
You know, we're waiting for the New Hampshire primary results. We're going to publish this 50 minutes before the primary results come out because we are about to get on a plane to go come see some of y'all.
I'm going
to
miss you guys.
Coast.
I don't get to go, so I'm going to miss you guys.
We're recording this at the LAX podcast studio.
I mean, they might as well.
Yeah, I got to drive back to the office after this.
Rebecca Black is trending.
Yes.
She posted on Instagram on the 9-year anniversary of Friday. I guess today is the 9-year anniversary of Friday.
Bingo.
She has had, a glow up, I guess. I don't know if it's a glow up when it's also a grow up. But, you know, she's no
bomb
longer
drop.
A child. And
very true.
You know, looking great in the picture and also, you know, use this opportunity to talk about the downside or, you know, what she went through as the star of a viral video that people enjoyed. Ironically, she recounts in the tweet that the song caused her to be depressed in high school, even resulted in classmates throwing food at her and her friends. She started receiving death threats and chose to be homeschooled to escape the taunts. Which is,
oh my gosh.
I know, it's like, what the fuck?
There's a tweet that
what
she retweeted from Zero Wondering, and the body of the quote is really all there is to it. This is a very scary reminder on how super impactful the internet can be. A lot of people made fun of her, and for them, that was it. But for her, she went through a massive struggle for many years. You never really know how you can affect people with words. People forget this.
Yeah.
And that's the truth. You know, as we see more and more people blowing up on the internet, doing these kinds of things, it's like we don't realize how much that opens them up to the undeserved ridicule of anonymous posters.
Yeah.
And it's sucks. It's trash.
People who follow me on Twitter, who I haven't muted, are always really, not always, but usually very nice. And when they're very mean, and I have engaged them a couple times, not to, like, when they say something mean that is actually intriguing to me, and I'm like, well, explain more about what you mean by that. They're always like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I didn't, like, it's just, they don't view people right. on the internet as
when you
real people sometimes.
Respond being like, you really hurt my feelings.
I don't say that though, because I don't, if all it is that they hurt my feelings, I just don't care. But if it's,
my feelings are hurt.
If it's somebody who has something insightful to say, you know, I want to hear
me.
About it.
Right, let's not. Come on, Anna.
I'm broken.
That is a good impression of me when the mic is not on. Oh, yeah,
that's what
I
Jack
sound
sounds
like.
Oh, yeah, I see. Yeah. Yes. That's okay. Yes.
Dan.
Ow, oh, sorry.
Are you like, owie, my ow. Heart?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
So I hear.
No,
I don't
great.
Think. I don't think we should threaten children.
No shit. We shouldn't threaten children.
Let's do an across the board policy. Let's say, Zeitgang, from now on, no threatening children.
Boom. Yeah. Easy.
I understand. Okay. Yes. Being 13 is very hard, and like, you know, being like in middle school and then going into high school and like, I don't know, but like, it felt like she put her all into that video, and she didn't probably realize how. Like shitty everyone was going to be to her, so it's like, lay off.
Let me
whatever.
And it was
it's
an exploitative like production company that made money off of it.
Yeah,
and it was very weird. And yeah,
lots of bad people took advantage. But like, truth be told, if someone was like, "Hey, for your birthday, I got you a music video shoot when I was 13 years old," I would
be
ecstatic. I'd release it on the internet. And I would also probably get ridiculed by my friends.
Also, it's a jam. Like, I started going out on Fridays because of that song.
Wow. Same.
I didn't
when
know
I was
the concept
seven,
before.
I did a video like this, except it was me lip syncing to Sweet Child of Mine with my best friend Scott Seltzer at the time. And it was bad.
Yes.
And thank God there's no internet.
Yes.
Oh,
I got a couple of those as well for my homies. All I'm saying is, Ian, I still have that Black Parade lip sync you did, and it is great.
Mm. And finally, 68GB is trending. That is for 68 gigs. The Call of Duty update is...
It's
massive, mate.
Yes.
So Dan, explain this to me.
No problem. So... nowadays, video games are these kind of constantly progressing entities where they will release content updates, and sometimes those content updates are extra big. So a lot of people are speculating on what this new content update for Call of Duty could be. The reason it's more important, or the reason that people are paying more attention now, is because they're holding the EA and Infinity Ward, I think it's Infinity Ward who made this one, to their own word. The last Call of Duty franchise that came out was Black Ops 4. And that game has a particular game mode called a Battle Royale. Mm. They said that they would keep updating that game, that they weren't going to make a Battle Royale for their newest Call of Duty, Modern Warfare. That's what they said. But people are really thinking that with the content update so big that the mode that they're going to add is in fact going to be a Battle Royale, going back on their word and, you know, I mean, I shouldn't say screwing because it's just such common practice at this point that, you know, people and consumers should have seen it coming. But, like, they're screwing a lot of people out of the money that they have spent on a game mode that they thought was exclusive to Call of Duty Black Ops 4.
Yeah. Okay. I understood all of that. And that was perfectly clear to me.
Thank you. I'm really good at explaining these
things. No, totally. And I'm totally, like...
Totally?
The stakes are totally clear.
The stakes are totally high. It's just, you know,
Hello, fellow young person.
Lot of people spent money on a promise that a company made. That company is going back on that promise. Shocker, to make even more money. Another shocker. And we're going to see that play out today.
So is this a particularly large update? Is that what's going on?
I would say so, yes. As a matter of fact, I mean, like, you know, this used to be 68 gigabytes used to be your entire hard drive.
Right.
And this will take hours and hours and hours for people to download. It's going to be a lot. It's a lot of hard drive space. It's a lot of bandwidth. People who have, you know, very strict internet caps, like that could be a whole day's worth of your internet right there is just downloading this 68 gigabyte update. So that is, that's a lot.
I guess gamers, like people who play online games, are at the forefront of like needing lots of bandwidth. Is that high speed? Are like those bandwidth caps like being felt pretty?
So much so. It's more so in different parts of the world. Like Australia has really, really strict bandwidth caps on a lot of their like ISPs. And so there are a lot of Australian gamers that like this is a really big deal for. I know it's a big deal in Europe as well. The States is a little bit less so, but more than anything, it's a practice that we want to stop and have like just, you know, nip in the bud basically. And that's why net neutrality is such a big fight all the time. It's because ISPs can at a certain point just control the amount of bandwidth you're getting.
And Pripahara like made it so that they could control it, right? Isn't that where we are?
I believe so.
It's been so long.
Yeah, it's
or maybe a couple weeks. I don't know.
I mean, it's not great. It's a lot of space. It's a lot of time, but it's also just, you know, that game is now in a almost close to 200 gigabytes. This one game, and it's so big, and it's so much space, and it's not like, you know, this isn't to say that the content or the assets they're creating aren't worth it. It's a lot of high quality art done by really, really powerful, skilled artists working for this company, but it's just we create these clogged highways where we want the bandwidth. It's the same thing with like high quality streaming on Netflix, and it's you know, it's a fight that we are going to have to fight with our ISPs.
Anyways, those are four things that are trending right now.
Burr, 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 burr.
Burr, burr, burr. And pretty soon you will know what's happening in New Hampshire. We don't yet. Virgil Texas from the Chapo podcast, who got a lot of shit right in Iowa, is saying that it's going to be Sanders, Buttigieg, Klobuchar, Warren, Biden. Sanders' margin will be 8 to 10 percentage points. This is, I think, just a, you know, sort of prediction, but and Klobuchar straddling the 15% delegate threshold statewide, Warren struggling to pass it, Biden likely in single digits, is his guess. We will see if any of that is true.
Well, I'm excited.
All right, let's go away for the rest of the day, and we'll see y'all in Brooklyn.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
I'm Jordan Gonsalves, and I'm a journalist. Join me on my new podcast, But We Loved, coming May 15th, where queer elders recount the amazing history they've lived through.
In the middle of Wall Street, they stopped traffic. They were doing a die-in.
And in the process, share little gems of wisdom for the next generation.
The key is to understanding yourself, learning to love and embrace yourself.
You can listen to But We Loved May 15th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.